Okay, so I'm back here in Visual Studio 2005, and I want to discover any of the application changes that were made. So we're working through our project, we're developing a solution, we're getting ready to deploy, and what I need to know is what applications have occurred, changes have occurred that I'm going to need to be aware of for the deployment. So I make sure I'm deploying any of my changes. So as we're going through and continually making changes to a deployed system, we want to make sure we're just deploying the changes out. So I have the ability to go to in the Team Explorer and access the Source Control Explorer. And so for my case, I want to deploy the job board application. Okay, so what I'm going to first do is I'm going to right click on the job board application or my project that has my solution in it, and I'm going to go view history. And what that does is it brings up a list of change sets that have taken place against the job board application. So you can see I have all these different change sets. So if I dive into one of these, I can see that, okay, for the last one I did, for example, I modified this code file. It was edited, and it was tied to a work item, okay, and I can actually dig into that work item. I can go to the links section and see if there's any other change sets associated with it. So this gives me a real good indication of what has changed, because I have a date here, and if I know exactly what I'm looking for, so everything, say, from the 11th, I want to make sure I deploy. Anything before the 11th, it's already out there, I'm not worried about. But all these other changes, I want to make sure that they get deployed out, or at least the majority of them. So, for example, here's one with load tests. Well, I'm not really interested in deploying out my load tests, so I don't need to really worry about deploying that specific change set. Dig into this other one, and it's the SLN file has been modified. So, again, here's another one with some load tests that were modified. So you can see, I can decide, and again, we saw this one had the actual company CS file, code file. We want to make sure that the correct changes get deployed. Another option I have is there's a handy little utility that was been developed by Notion Solutions called Team CM. And what Team CM does is it allows me to connect to a Team Foundation server, in this case Notion TFS, and it allows me to actually select a source, in this case the job board, and a destination. And what this does is this allows me to see if there's any work items that need to be that have made changes that need to be merged. So for example, if I was going to release the job board v2.1 application, I'd want to see if there's any changes in this branch that need to get merged back into the job board prior to it being released. So I can go in here and I can see an actual work item that has one change set in one file, and that's work item 82. Okay, so now I have the ability to merge by work item with this utility. That's it's a functionality that's not currently available in the Team Foundation server itself. So I don't need to worry about how many change sets. And at this point, I could actually go out and merge this work item and all the change sets. In fact, there's only one here, but if there was 10, it would merge all 10 of those change sets at one time over into the application. And then this allows me to look at work items like fix bug XYZ or, you know, add new functionality ABC, and be able to go and merge those change sets. So again, there are some really neat tools available to you, some built in, some built by third parties, that allow you to go out and see what changes, application changes have been made prior to my deployment, so I know what exactly do I need to deploy out there. To get further information on Visual Studio Team System, you can access the Visual Studio Team System homepage on MSDN, and you can learn more information about how to learn, try, and buy Team System. You can also access one of the many team centers available that are focused on the specific roles or Team Foundation server itself. You can also access the downloads area, where you can actually go out and download a 180-day trial of Visual Studio Team Suite, which includes all the roles packaged into one software suite. And you can take it out for a test drive to see what functionality meets your needs. And you may find that you can buy a specific role, or that Team Suite is a better option for you. For other information, you can visit TeamSystemRocks.com, where we have, let's go to the homepage, it basically Team System News. It's updated daily, so you can get links to a lot of valuable information available on the internet. You can also access the tutorial section, where you have all kinds of tutorials available to you. On the left-hand side here, we have a list of rather short 2-3 minute tutorials on very specific focused areas of Team System. And then on the right side here, you will see some longer videos, more in-depth, anywhere covering from 15 to 50 minutes in length, on specific topics with Team System.